Hello.
Hi, we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what's most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research, and all of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. So when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay, thank you. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you? K-12 education. On a scale from 0 to 10, which one would you pick?
4.
Thank you. Criminal justice reform?
6.
Jobs and wages?
I'll get out of 5.
Thank you. Healthcare?
8.
Thank you. Climate change?
9.
Thank you. Abortion rights?
5.
Immigration?
7.
Racism and discrimination?
10.
Voting rights?
10.
Inflation and the cost of living?
5.
Thank you. Student loan debt?
I'm sorry?
Student loan debt?
5.
Thank you. Housing rights?
Housing rights, you say?
Yes.
8.
Thank you. Crime and violence?
7.
Thank you. Democracy?
I'm sorry?
Democracy?
Democracy?
Yeah.
10.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely.
Let me put it to you this way. I have not missed an election in this century, that city, state, or federal elections. I haven't missed an election. I have to go back in the 1990s. So I always vote. I get up on one of the first 10 people at the polling place. So that's a 10.
Okay, thank you. And may I ask, what is your race?
Pardon me?
May I ask, what is your race? White, black?
I'm black. I'm black.
Okay, thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm old school. It's only male and female. I'm male.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your year of birth?
1958.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate degree.
Some college and no degree.
Okay, thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you. So on a scale from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay, thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
7.
Thank you. So please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. So the first
the scale is from 5 to 10? Five is neutral and mm-hmm. either which way, positive, negative.
Yeah, so 0 is
okay.
Very cold and unfavorable, 5 is neutral, 10 very warm and favorable, and never
okay,
heard
go
of.
Ahead, shoot. Go ahead, shoot.
Sure. Cheryl Parker?
I'll give her an 8.
Okay, thank you. Larry Krasner?
I like what he's doing. I'd give him an 8 also.
Okay, thank you. John Fetterman?
7.
Thank you. Josh Shapiro?
I give him a 10. He's good.
Thank you. Bob Casey?
Give him a 9.
Thank you. J.D. Vance?
0.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris?
Harris. Harris.
Okay, thank you. We're halfway there. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic or the Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden.
I voted. I voted. I have not missed the election, so I voted.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president?
Kamala Biden.
I'm sorry?
Biden.
Okay, thank you. So some people say that no matter who people vote for, it will make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference? Voting makes a small difference. Voting makes a moderate difference. And voting
makes a great difference.
Okay, so makes a big difference. Thank you.
There you go.
All right, I'm going to read you a list of possible reasons why your vote might not make a difference. Please select the top 3 reasons that apply to you. Politicians don't keep their promises. The system is racist and not built to support Black people. The issues that matter to me are never on the agenda. Politicians don't push policies that specifically benefit Black people. That's not enough outreach to people like me and other, please specify.
6.
I'm sorry?
6. So I'm more than just neutral. I'm on the positive side.
Uh-huh. All right, so I'm going to read you a list of possible reasons or your vote might not make a difference. So I'll be reading you some statements, and you're going to select the top 3 that applies to you. Right, so politicians don't keep their promises. That's the first statement. the system is racist and not built to support black people. The issues that matter to me are never on the agenda. Politicians don't push policies that specifically benefit black people. There's not enough outreach to people like me and other, please specify.
Fine.
Okay, would you like me to read you the statements again? It's basically statements that you select that applies to you.
Oh.
Yeah. So...
None of those apply to me. The three that you read, they don't apply to me.
Okay, so none of them applies to you?
No, once you get this age, race is less of a factor than my age.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Wait, so there's an option that says other, please specify. Do you have anything
that bothers me as a black person or bothers me as a senior? Uh-huh. Because the biggest difference I've noticed, discounting race altogether, is its age. Society tends to ignore older people.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much for your opinion on the survey. I really appreciate it. Have yourself a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.